Hello everybody, welcome back to session two, the second wellbeing session for Guildford Shakespeare Company's Everyday Miracle Programmes. Welcome, thank you for watching and being with me virtually. My name's Louise, just as a reminder, if you've forgotten since watching the last one, hopefully you watched session one. If not, maybe go and watch this one, that one first, and then come back to this, just to get a bit of context of what this is all about. But really nice to have you here. If you're watching this in real time, with everything that's going on in the world, the country and the world, it might feel that it's becoming more overwhelming or more scary or more, lots more things going on. It certainly feels like that from my point of view. And I think it's really important that everybody takes a breath. Everyone has a moment to check in with themselves and how they're actually doing and how can we be well given all that's going on. How can we continue to look after ourselves? We're going to have to think about that today. So we'll begin like we did the last session, which is an opportunity to take some time to check in with different areas of our body on the inside and how we are. So I'm going to light the candle again and we'll go through a visualization together. So here we have the flickering candle, which marks the beginning of us checking in with ourselves today. So I just invite you to sit in a comfortable position and bring your attention to the candle and the flickering flame. Now, if you want, you can lower your eyes or close your eyes to help you focus inwards. But if you don't feel comfortable with that, then just focus on the candle and the flickering flame. So first off, I just invite you to notice your breath. How your breath is today. Maybe taking a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose and out through the mouth. And just imagining the golden light from the candle traveling through the inside of you, traveling all around your body, not trying to change anything, just noticing. Notice your body on the chair or wherever you're sat. Notice which parts are touching the chair, which parts are touching the floor. Just noticing. And noticing your breath. And with that imaginary ball of light, I just want you to imagine it traveling right up to your head, into your head, your brain area, a place where we might do a lot of thinking, or we might not. But just spending a moment here and noticing, what's your head like today? Is it a busy place? Is it quiet? Are there any pictures, words, colours or sounds in your head today? Just noticing. Not trying to change anything. Just noticing what's there. And then imagining that golden light travelling down into your heart area. Your chest. This is a space that can give us a lot of information about how we are, how we're doing. It might sometimes feel tight. It might feel open. And there is no right or wrong. We're just noticing, how's my heart today? Are there any pictures or colours, words, sensations? Maybe not, and that's okay.
and then travelling down further, deeper into your gut area, your stomach. This is another place in our body that can give us a lot of information about how we're doing. Our body can be a really useful thing to help us to notice how we are. So again, just how is your stomach today? How's your gut? Is it telling you anything? Is it gurgling? Are there any words that come to mind or come to body? Or sensations, pictures, colours? And then imagining this golden light of the candle travelling through these three different areas, the gut, the heart and the head, and how they all are in relation to each other. How is everything working together today? Maybe just taking another deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Then noticing your different body parts, your fingers and your toes, arms and legs. And gradually opening your eyes back out to this flickering flame.
Thank you for taking part in that section of the session. As you kind of come back to where you are now, it's a good opportunity to continue checking in with your body and see what messages it's given you. It can be quite easy to get stuck in our heads, but actually sometimes our body can give us clues to how we are and what we need. So maybe after that you need a big stretch of all of your body. I'm doing it sat down just because of how I'm filming myself, but you can get up and move in whatever way you want without thinking about it too much. Just if I move, I kind of want to move my shoulders, for example. There's no right or wrong. It can also be good to give yourself a big shake out. Shaking out some of that energy is another option. Again, I'm sat down, but you could get up and shake about. Sort of get the energy moving around before we go on to the next section, which is continuing to look at the story of the ugly duckling. So last time we had a think about the duckling before it was hatched, coming out of the egg into the environment for the first time, and how this might have felt and which areas might have felt scary or anxiety inducing for this newly born duckling, and which places might have felt safe and other things the duckling could do to help himself feel safe. And we also thought about that in relation to ourselves in the world right now, with this big wide world with everything that's going on at the moment. And today we're going to explore the character of the duckling as he grows up. So this might be an opportunity to go and revisit the story again, either watching it being read or read it for yourselves, just to remind yourself if you would find that useful. Because as he grows up, he realizes he's different from everybody else that's around him. And people aren't very nice to him, even those that are supposed to love him are really mean. And he hears different things about himself. I'm just going to read some things that he hears. So he hears that he's frightfully big, ugly looking fellow. He's sad because he's so desperately ugly. And yeah, he doesn't fit in. So I would imagine that would feel very lonely to be stuck with people who you don't feel like you belong with. So he decides to run away, and even when he runs away, for ages he can't find his people, his animals, his tribe for a long time. And I just thought we could think today about how that might feel for the duckling. So again, I said sometimes it's easier to look to our bodies rather than just our minds. So this is an opportunity to imagine what it's like to be a half-formed, I'm sort of doing it with my body now, this half-formed duck. He's not quite grown into himself yet, but he's not quite a baby anymore. So maybe his feathers are coming through, but he feels bigger than everyone else. How might he move? I'm doing a little bit of it now. I feel a bit tight, but yours might be different. So you could try this out in your chair or walking around your room or even just with a few of your body parts. What would it be like to be this duckling, to feel a bit uncomfortable in your feathers maybe, and to be surrounded by people who don't understand you and who aren't nice to you? And maybe we could just have a think about 5 descriptive words that might explain how the duckling's impacted, how he feels. Could be 5 words or sounds or moves if you find that if you find that easier to access rather than using words. And then have a think about 5 things that this duckling might want to hear, bearing in mind all he's been through, how he feels physically, how he feels emotionally. What 5 things might you say to him if he was there? What 5 things do you think he might want to hear? And next we're going to take the idea a bit further. On Guildford Shakespeare Company's website, where you're watching this, there are downloadable worksheets that go along with this video. And for this session, we're going to look at creating a care plan, both for this character of the duckling and for ourselves. And hopefully you'll be able to download that and have a look for yourself about the different things that are in there. So I would invite you to start by creating a care plan for the duckling. We've started it off for you, and this is completely imaginary, so there are no right or wrong answers. It can just be a little bit of fun, and the worksheet will explain more. But it's thinking of things like what things might be helpful for the duckling when he's feeling down, what things might not be so helpful, who is his support network, who's he got around him, what's he good at, what have been his achievements, what might his hopes for the future be. So these are all imaginary. And once you've done that, there's an opportunity to create a care plan for yourself. Again, looking at what are helpful things when things feel a bit too much, and what are not so helpful but we might do anyway. And what are our coping strategies, and who can we go to that support us when we're feeling down, and what helps us? Does exercise help? Maybe we go on our phone, and maybe there's a helpful part to that because we might connect with friends that understand us, and there might be an unhelpful part to that because we might spend too much time on social media comparing ourselves to others. That's just an example that I think a lot of us can kind of fall into. This is just an opportunity to have a think about what helps me and what do I do that doesn't help me, and a bit looking forward to what's out there for us that we can be hopeful about. Might be hard to think of that, but I think it's worth just spending some time on yourself as well. So I hope you find those worksheets useful. So that brings us to the end of session 2. Thank you so much for watching, and it's been great to connect virtually. I know, again, it's a bit strange. I'd much rather be with you live in the room, but this will have to do for now. And I hope you spend some good time both thinking about taking good care of that duckling and taking good care of yourselves. Until we meet again, not quite meet, but almost. Take care.